Ben Centers, our officer, Stuart Smith, and myself. Rose Turner from the House, Representative Ellis is here. Why don't we go ahead and get started? Today we're going to have a briefing by John. And begin as you wish.
Thank you.
Are we on teleconference? Do we have some?
No, not today.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to meet with two bodies. We thought we'd come down and just give you a little briefing on the Beringia International Park project and mainly respond to any questions you might have. But let me go through a little bit of background because it got very convoluted. We first started working with the Russians and talking about the international park. And the original National Park Service proposal was to provide Bering Land Bridge National Preserve as the U.S. portion of the international park.
John, we need to have you on tape so that we can have a recording of this in case you slip anything up. In case we give away any national secrets here.
Well, to go back then for the record, our original proposal was that Bering Land Bridge National Preserve would be the U.S. portion of the international park, and the Russian portion of land was undetermined. That would be up to them to come up and draw the lines for a proposed park. But under the legislation proposed by the National Park Service, Bering Land Bridge would still be run as a national park area, as a national preserve, with no change in any of the regulations or laws governing how that park was run. In other words, subsistence hunting and fishing would still be allowed, sport hunting would still be allowed, any exploration or any use of the park, aircraft landing, things like that would still be permitted as they are right now. It got very confused in that, let's see, Janet, if you could hold up that Beringia book. The Park Service published in Russian and United States this booklet describing the proposal. Now, we had some friends, the Audubon Society, that were very anxious to see this project go ahead. And they got involved, but they got a little more momentum, perhaps, than we wish they had. They also published a booklet, the same size, the same format, in dual language, Russian on one page, English on the other, and had tens of thousands more copies than we distributed. When this hit the area, and especially some of the native corporations and villages and people, there was great confusion. They didn't know which booklet was which. And the Audubon proposal went a bit further than the Park Service proposal in that they recommended a marine sanctuary offshore. They wanted to cut down some of the uses that are now permitted in Bering Land Bridge National Preserve. This, we feel, was the concern and the confusion that caused the Alaska Federation of Natives to vote for a resolution against the formation of the park. We feel it was the confusion between the Audubon proposal and the National Park Service. We talked with Julie Kitka, we talked with many people from AFN, we talked with many of the villagers, of course, the Bering Corporation, Nana Corporation. We felt that we really knew where the problem was, so this winter we've spent a lot of time and effort on damage control. We have assigned people to fly to the villages all along the Bering Straits and up north of Kotzebue and some of those areas. And we've talked very hard with the natives. We think we have it back on track. But the original legislation that was introduced in the Congress is not the bill that we would like to see passed. We would like the bill to come from the native side. We would like the bill to have their full endorsement and be introduced through the Alaska delegation. And then our position is we as the National Park Service would come in and endorse it. So that's what I'm trying to sell to the Secretary of Interior and the Director of the Park Service.
Senator Stewart.
Yeah, that's okay. Whatever. But that is really interesting. I'm glad to have that insight because, as a matter of fact, it was my resolution. We got a resolution through in support of this.
Yes.
But it was on the basis that everything could take place and that it was not to keep development from happening. Is that not correct, Janet?
No change over present ability for use.
So
yes.
That really did get off on a,
yes,
a new railroad track.
Well, I thought it was important for you to realize where that got off and how we got the AFN resolution against the proposal. We think it's back on track now. The real difficulty now and the real challenge is what's going to happen in Russia. Obviously, we started when it was the USSR. We're now dealing with the Commonwealth. We've been spending most of our time dealing with the officials right in Bogdan and Probodemia. We think if anything is going to happen, it's going to be locally generated and have to go up. So we're spending more time in Siberia than we are in Moscow. But that's about it. Any questions you might have?
Johnny.
Thank you, Mr. Truman. Is there, Jack, any movement on the part of the Alaska delegation in Congress? I mean, has there been communication between AFN and the Alaska delegation to generate an Alaskan-sponsored bill?
Yes, there has. The delegation is very supportive of this and are very supportive of the idea of having it a locally generated legislation that they can introduce and we in turn endorse. I'm having more problems with the National Park Service and Department of Interior who want to take credit for this project. But I think we'll be able to persuade them that this has to be a native bill to really pass. Anything that we do, they can always say they have questions with.
There's not a bill in draft form yet? Or
there is, but it's just really preliminary draft. It has not been endorsed by the native villages nor the corporations as yet. Yeah.
Sarah Zaroff, certainly you've got a lot of interest in this area. No questions?
Christian, I really appreciate that insight because it was a little hard to tell from the press what was happening. And I just think it makes a lot of sense, but not if it takes away from development. I just think having that, creating that common bridge is really important. But I also think that people should be able to go ahead and carry on all the activities. A very different kind of approach. And park is not a very good name, but some, you know, I don't know what you all call it. What is it, the Beringia Land Bridge? Is that the official name or proposed name?
Beringia International Park.
But it's just like we have a peace park in Blaine, Washington, between our countries, and it's a relatively small area, but it still can encompass a much bigger idea. I do want to thank the state director of parks. I think that we have someone now who is willing to work with local communities. I had brought up the issue of the regional development organizations, and I know that you have had communication with them and a cooperative effort, and I think that as we see more and more tourism development, that there's opportunities for local people in local communities to have jobs, and so I like to see that attitude, and I really want to congratulate you for trying to work with the community up here.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for coming today, and if there's any help that we can give you with the congressional delegation or anything that we can do from this committee standpoint, we'll want to support that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much right now. I feel we're very much on track, and if there is any more understanding or if you people would have any more questions, we'd be very glad to respond. So thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else that wishes to testify today? I will make an announcement that Representative Moore wants to remind the Trade Committee that there's a House ITT trade meeting tonight on everybody's favorite subject this year, and that's taxes, tourism taxes. So,
who's doing that?
Representative Moore.
Oh,
so
I know about
that.
Taking the lead in the new generation.
So I imagine you might have a chance to go by that too as well.
Could I add
sure.
One thing? If anybody would like a copy of this, if they leave name and address, we'll be happy.
Very good.
I've had several in my office that keep getting snarfed, but
Maybe I just have a question.
Senator Zaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. John, is that right?
Yeah.
John or Jack?
John.
Yes, sir.
Okay, if everything goes well, let's assume there, what are we looking at in terms of the time of this being in place?
We think that the legislation will probably be introduced this session of Congress from the American side. We just have absolutely no way to predict what will happen on the Russian side. And I suspect that legislation will just be held, even though introduced, but not be acted upon until the Russians make some move.
So but you're just looking at an indefinite period of time then?
Yes. The people we're dealing with in Russia feel that it will happen within 2 years, but that's changed so often, we really have no firm date.
Well, thank you very much. And
another trip, Fred. We better go over and straighten this out.
We better do this.
Okay?
Personally.